Welcome, welcome to my channel, which apparently is just the channel where we talk about Tim Pool all the time, because for whatever reason, this man has managed to make the news each and every day over the past week, over the past 7 days, making November 2022 the month of Tim Pool. And in this iteration, we are going to discuss the whole thing that went down with Adam Krigler, him doing his tell-all of why he left TimCast, Tim Pool's response, the fallout related to it, and all that. But before we get into that, before we even get into the sponsor, I do want to make clear where my biases lie. So I've met each and every person that is involved in this situation. Tim Pool, I've met two or three times. I don't actually remember. And honestly, I don't think Tim likes me very much. For whatever reason, you just get that vibe from somebody. So that's where it is in terms of Tim. Now, as for Tim Pool's whole crew, all the people surrounding him, I actually get along with each and every one of them, and it's actually quite weird because I can barely get two words in edgewise whenever I spot Tim at an event, but Tim's crew always seems to be very appreciative. They're always super kind. Luke, Seamus, people behind the scenes, all these people, including Lydia, have been incredibly kind to me, have gone out of their way to be kind to me. I've had sit-down discussions with some of them, I've talked to them at different events, and all that, so I really appreciate the people that work around Tim. And for me, if you have good people around you, something about you must be redeemable. So even though we don't click or whatever, and again, I've only met him a couple of times, I did do his show, but we didn't talk that much before the show, that much after the show, and most of that talk after the show was arguing about stuff from the show, but whatever. So that is my perspective on Tim and Tim's cast and crew. As for Adam Krigler, I met him before I did an episode of Slightly Offensive. I really liked Adam. He has a good personality, good vibe about him. I did his show. I enjoyed doing his show. So overall, I'm totally mixed up, as in all the parties in this thing are people that I like or get along with the exception of Tim Pool, who I just think doesn't like me. I don't got anything against the guy, but I think that he may dislike me. So, with all that on the table, with you guys understanding where I'm coming from throughout the course of this video, we're gonna chuck it to the sponsor, and then we'll discuss this whole thing on the other side. As if the rising cost of food, housing, and gas wasn't bad enough, you're in for it when it comes to your energy bills. Next month, energy bills across the country are expected to rise on average around 20%. And by 2023-2024, we're expecting to see them go up 30% more. This is one of the reasons why I'm happy to be partnering with SavePowerBills.com, because they have a little amazing device that can help you stabilize your current, thus reducing your electric bills. This product has been seen on Fox News, on Forbes, Discover, and many other places because it's so simple to use. And what it does is you plug it in and it stabilizes your current, preventing surges and all kinds of issues, significantly lowering your energy bill over time. And for those of you out there in my audience, if you go to savepowerbills.com, you can get this device shipped directly to you with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it comes with a $100 energy rebate certificate, and it's 50% off. That's savepowerbills.com, savepowerbills.com. So Adam Krigler did a 6-hour stream finally explaining his side of the story of why he left TimCast IRL, what went down with him and Tim. It's quite interesting. I suggest that you watch the stream for yourself so you can get the full weight of what went down. But overall, even setting the controversial stuff aside for a moment, I do think a lot of this comes down to the financial aspects of TimCast IRL. I'm a big believer in the idea that money doesn't actually change a person. I think money just magnifies issues or good character that's already there, puts it out on display. So if you have a small problem and then you put a lot of money around that small problem, that problem is going to balloon up and create a big issue. And this is one of the things that I got from watching both of the streams, that even though these people don't want to say directly that it was about the finances, this was clearly an underlying factor that skewed each and every interaction going forward.
And he invited me to do a show, something along the lines of TimCast IRL. And I asked Nisha if she wanted to move to Miami with me to do this show, and she said, okay. So we moved to Miami, to this small... Well, it wasn't that small. It was a 3-bedroom. It was a 4-bedroom house, but it was only 3 bedrooms that were used. And actually, Tim's older brother moved in too. Really awesome guy, by the way. Freaking love that guy. He's so nice. I kind of miss him, actually. I lost contact with him. But anyway, we get there and we go to the Fusion office, Tim and I, and we sit down with the CEO and they're all excited about it. We're telling them about what our plans are. It wasn't exactly, I don't remember exactly what we proposed to Fusion, but they were really excited about it. They were like, yeah, this is great. You know, a couple months went by. Tim and I were skating, actually, and I broke my tailbone about a month later. Man, that sucked. Anyway, the show never panned out. It never worked. Well, they just never got the funding for it.
So essentially what this boils down to is that Adam and Tim were friends before they did Timcast IRL. In fact, there were certain projects that Adam was invited in on by Tim Pool that ultimately ended up falling through, but they had a close enough relationship that even after one project fell through or two projects fell through, they would ultimately end up linking up again to do what we all saw as Timcast IRL.
And I'm not joking when I say this. The next day, Tim called me. And he asked me if I wanted to do a show again. And of course, I was like, "I really? Like, we did this. I moved to Miami and you kind of left me high and dry." And Tim was like, no. I'm funding it this time. I'm going to do it. I want to set it up. I've been doing well on YouTube. I've mastered the algorithms." No, he didn't say that. But, well, he didn't say it at that time. But, and let's be honest. He has mastered the algorithms.
Now, they had not the best situation in terms of living arrangements. Adam and his wife moved into the house, I believe, in New Jersey. Now, they had their own bathroom and they had some separation from the group. But the idea that you as a married couple are going to move in with a whole bunch of other people, and that's not going to create the normal conflicts that people have when they're living together, when they were previously people who weren't living together, is absurd. So obviously this played into the situation that was ultimately ended up being Adam leaving the show. Now, on top of that, when they finally moved into the West Virginia thing, they ended up dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, I believe it started while they were still in New Jersey, but honestly, I don't have that detail right top of mind correct right now, so you can feel free to tell me I'm wrong in the comments. Call me a dumb idiot for not watching all of these hours of stream intently enough to know this, but essentially, you ended up having a married person move into a house with a bunch of other people, and then a lockdown happening, preventing them from going outside. And I think Adam emphasizing this throughout the course of his stream really gives you some notice that this was a big influencing factor, and it's probably one of the things that created such animosity between Adam, between Lydia, between Tim, and all of these people that were gathered together in this home in order to do this. Because remember, in the early stages of the lockdown, especially in New Jersey, which I'm pretty sure is where Tim was at, there was nothing to do. Everything was closed. The restrictions were ridiculous, and people had the general paranoia of not knowing much about the virus and what could possibly happen.
Like I said, you know, there was a time where it was awesome. Like, it worked. But it feels like it very quickly devolved. And I blame the lockdowns mostly, you know, because had we all been able to get away from each other and maybe get our own place, get our own space, you know, you couldn't go see other places. You couldn't even see a house. No one was showing anything. There was no, you just couldn't do anything. You know, restaurants were closed, bowling alleys. I mean, we all lived it, right? I don't really need to, you know, explain that to you. I feel like everyone remembers March of 2020. You know, in April of 2020.
So you have all these issues compounding each other, but undergirding all of that is the fact that for Timcast IRL, they seem to have negotiated a percentage deal between Adam and Tim. Now, I don't know the deal. I don't know the percentages. My guess is that it's around 50-50 because Tim Pool at one point during the course of his stream said he was giving half of his money to Adam.
You know, the reality of the money thing is totally true. I absolutely felt like I had worked so hard sleeping on floors and, you know, working 16-hour days to just enter into a deal that saw me lose half the money when the deal was supposed to be that, you know, Adam would do pre-production for IRL so we could talk about UFOs and dating drama and pop culture. And it was turning into me talking about what I already talked about, but I now had to give him a portion of the revenue.
But I don't know that for sure 100%, so take that with a grain of salt. Now, obviously, you guys know that TimCast IRL blew up. It was a giant financial success. And if you're Tim Pool and you are grinding for a long time on your own channel and you got yourself some financial success, all of a sudden, a new show ballooning that's dependent on another person, even if consciously you're happy about it, is going to get in the back of your head. It is going to bother you. And I think that this led to some of the issues. You can go watch the streams. They talked about money a lot of different times, even though they said a lot of times that it wasn't necessarily about the money. And to Tim Pool's credit, even from Adam's stream, it seems like Tim Pool is really generous with the people that he employs and all that, but it seems like there is a limit to that generosity, at least subconsciously, and this was what led to the problems being built up, because Tim said he felt like Adam wasn't doing enough work, and Adam felt like Tim was just angry at him and siding with his producer Lydia too much, and all these things compounded in order for them to end up splitting up.
This morning I put up, you know, Story X Occurs, and then we do TimCast IRL and put up another segment, Story X Occurs. Instead of me getting 300,000 views, I'm getting 150. And then the segment at night gets 150. And then the revenue is divided, and then you want a portion of that. But that's not what I'm trying to do.
And it ultimately ended up ruining a fruitful friendship. Now, to give you an idea, to give you a perspective on how much money we're dealing with, I want to play this clip that was actually put together by Decoy Voice, who is a great channel that you should go over and subscribe to. He actually did reach his 100,000 subscriber goal, but he deserves more growth. He's doing a lot of great work. Just so you can understand whereabouts we're talking about in terms of the finances for this show.
Because though it was a lot, it was like nothing. It was like two episodes, of TimCast IRL.
And Tim confirms a dollar amount.
And I paid the moving costs, which I think came out to like between 10 or 20 grand for them to move back to Sweden with all their stuff.
So again, I'm not a math Asian, but if it was $20,000, which Adam says is what they made in two episodes, if they would do five episodes a week, and let's say they could have lasted all year, they were making $2.6 million annually. Not to mention Krigler left in August, where their growth was at its peak.
Yeah, that's big boy money, and you have to be really close friends in order to ignore the fact that if you feel like one person isn't doing the work, that they're making all of that money on this show. And if you're Adam, and you know that the person you're dealing with is bothered by the financial situation, it keeps coming up. There keeps being all these things about, oh, my accountant says this or that or whatever.
Tim had a conversation with me about a week before I was let go. And this conversation was about money. And this money conversation went something like this. Hey, Adam, we're doing so well that the cut that you're making, my accountant is telling me it's too much for us to pay you that amount. Like we were crushing it, and I was getting a percentage of the show. I won't get into the details about that because Tim was, it was a fair share. You know, I wasn't complaining. You know, Tim got a larger cut than me, rightly so. It was his show. You know, he led, and I was the co-host. But that conversation stuck with me. You know, I was like, you know, well, what, you know, whatever we need to do to figure it out.
At this point, we started making six figures per month. And my accountant informed me that, like, hey, you're paying this guy too much. He made substantially more than I did. And he was like, you're paying this guy too much. There's a limit on what we can do through payroll because of the, I don't know exactly what they said, but they were like, you're gonna have to figure out an alternative structure. And I was like, okay. I was like, man, this is getting crazy.
You can take that with a grain of salt, believe it or don't believe it. I think if Tim Pool is telling the truth and we're giving the most generous reading of the situation, maybe Tim's accountant was basically telling him that you're paying Adam so much that he's not going to qualify as an employee under the structure of the business that you have, and you'd have to ultimately end up being a part owner, so you got to reduce the pay. But obviously, whenever you're dealing with big boy dollars like that, any single problem that you have, whether you feel like this person is doing enough work or not, is going to be magnified. And if you're Adam, by the way, and you negotiate this contract with such a high percentage and the show blows up, obviously it's going to bother you that the person you made the deal with is all of a sudden being skittish about the deal now that the show has been super successful. So I actually understand it from both people's perspectives. I think that if you negotiate a deal, you just got to roll with that deal. And I think a lot of Tim paying Adam post the separation had to do with the fact that they negotiated a percentage well in advance of the show blowing up. So obviously, I think he might have had to pay Adam. Although, again, I don't want to knock Tim Pool because he appears to be generous with everybody that he interacts with. And he appears to not understand why the relationships fall apart, even if he's being generous with the people that he works with.
And I was just like, bro, why? What did I do to you? Any of you? Nothing. What was the last thing I ever said about Adam? We want to open a coffee house and sell his coffee, use his coffee brand. I wish him the best. And then he wants to come out and start spreading lies about my family and my relationships. Like, what did I do?
I think, by the way, and I'm going to jump off into a random knock against leftism right here, this goes to show you that, again, money, material needs, and all that is not everything. If you don't feel like you're incorporated in the team enough, if you don't feel like you're in a place where you're happy, then the amount of money is not going to get rid of all the problems associated and all the problems affiliated with the workplace. So Tim is trying his best to be generous. And by the way, again, everything that I've been told privately related to Tim Pool is that he is quite a generous guy. He's very driven. He wants to make money, but once he has it, it's not like he wants to spend a bunch of it all on himself. You know, I believe I heard him say this in person, or maybe I heard him say it on a podcast, something to the effect of, how many cars can you actually buy? How many cars can you actually enjoy? How many things can you actually get? He's at a point in his life where he's happy, but his ambition for just straight up success, not financial success, is what drives him to continually work and continually produce. And I know on this channel, I will joke from time to time about how many videos Tim Pool is producing. I'll have a laugh about it, but in reality, in actuality, we all in the content space could learn a lot from Tim Pool's work ethic. And even Adam said this in his own video.
You know, Tim's learned the golden rule of being on the internet. You don't care what other people say. You just do the work. I learned that from him. Others could learn from him too. You know, he's got an insane work ethic.
And that's one of the most interesting things about this, is that even though this drama was between Krigler and Tim Pool, in reality, these people got a lot of love for each other. And it's something that I pointed out when I was on Adam's show, and I think it holds true. This isn't a situation where these guys hate each other over the money. This is a situation where they were genuine friends, they genuinely cared for each other, and money just magnified a bunch of other issues that ended up creating a conflict. Now, there is one key thing that I will take away from Adam's thing, and that is that Lydia was a big problem for him.
There was something that really started irking me, and that was the way that, honestly, both Tim and Lydia had this mentality of being high and mighty and know best, and they're the smartest people that have all the answers. And I don't like that attitude. You know, I never want to be the smartest guy in the room. I never want to claim I have the answers, because no one has all the answers, right? I'll have advice. I'll have opinions. There was something about that that really bugged me. And there was this vibe of both of them teaming up on me. And this wasn't just on the show. You know, this was persistent at all times. And let's just be honest, Lydia is a yes man to Tim. That's all she did. She had no opinions of her own. And this was not just live. And it was so irksome. You know, I would catch her lying live about books that she read. And I'd ask her a second later, okay, what was in that book that's relevant? Like, what made you think of that book? Oh, I actually didn't read the book. I was like, You just said you read the book.
Now, I've heard things about Lydia from certain people, but to be clear, Lydia was incredibly kind, incredibly generous, and incredibly sweet to me when I appeared on Tim Pool. And there's a content creator, and you guys know who it is, it probably goes without saying, that I trust more than any other content creator, because this person has helped me and my channel out of the kindness of their own heart. I'm going gender neutral, as if you don't know who it is. And this person gets along with Lydia, feels like Lydia is good people, so I take that opinion more than random people telling me what they think of her post this all coming out. Now, I like Adam a lot. I'm sure a version of what the events are that he experienced are true, especially the stuff that is not related to the personal stuff, which we'll get into a little bit later because I have a nuanced take on it. And that's just where I want to leave it in terms of Lydia. I'm not going to throw her under the bus because she's being painted as a Yoko Ono, because unlike many people out there in the audience, I actually know that Yoko Ono did not cause the Beatles to split up. Yoko Ono came into a situation where there were already underlying problems, and in large part, she was the fall guy. And Lydia, in certain circumstances here, is coming off as the fall guy. So I'm not going to throw her under the bus just because each and every person is doing it. Now, essentially, Adam and Lydia didn't get along. Adam didn't like her attitude, according to him. He didn't like the way that she thumbed her nose at him. He didn't like a holier-than-thou kind of perspective. And on top of that, he felt like she was well too attached to Tim Pool. Now, obviously, there's rumors that she ended up hooking up with Tim Pool. I will leave that for the tabloids. I will leave that for the other channels. I'm not going to try to glean what happened, but obviously this creates problems because Tim has a girlfriend and Lydia was married at the time. I'm not sure if she's married now.
But that weird, like, hovering Lydia suddenly made sense when I saw her in the bed with him. And I was like, what the fuck? Okay, this is weird. Now, I didn't see them doing anything. They were just, that became a thing. And it all made sense. And then I learned that Lydia was married. And I was married at this time. I still am. I have an absolutely wonderful wife and partner who I would never cheat on. I've been cheated on before. I think it's horrible, and I have zero respect for people that do that.
So while I will say I don't know what the truth of this is, only the people who were there who knew would actually know what actually went down between these two. However, I would say that in certain situations, this would not be a surprising development. It happens. I've seen things like this happen before with these people behind the scenes in terms of media, but I would just hope for the sake of the marriage that Lydia has and for the sake of Tim and his girlfriend. And by the way, I've actually seen Tim's girlfriend before. She's very cute. She seems like a very nice person. That this did not happen. I'm hoping that maybe Adam misread a situation. It might be some kind of thing like that, because I don't want these people to have to go through the drama and deal with the fallout of this situation. So that's all I'm really going to talk about that. But needless to say, obviously all these things came together in order to create a blowout between Adam and Lydia. And specifically, it was on the fact that Adam had something in his past, which was related to the issue of Shmishmorshin, which Adam has changed from being pro-choice to pro-life. And he expressed that on the show, and he felt like Lydia was quite disrespectful to him, and that resulted in a blowout. And then Tim tried to mediate that blowout, but Adam felt like Tim was a hypocrite because Tim was yelling at his employees all the time, which, by the way, I don't doubt, but Adam could have been more emotional in this yelling, or maybe Tim could have solved this different because it was two employees yelling at each other. All the things that Tim Pool said, and this resulted in a situation where he was off the show and he didn't want to do it anymore with Lydia. And I believe Adam that he did not give a straight up ultimatum to Tim Pool, but Tim took it as an ultimatum, and ultimately it led to a situation where Krigler was doing Adamcast IRL in the basement while Tim was running his own show concurrently up top, which was the show that him and Adam built together.
That last episode that I was on, well, I mean, it was multiple. It was like a week, basically. Abortion was a hot topic issue, right? We were talking about it a lot. It was in the political conversation, as it always is. And, you know, she, of course, was acting her like I mentioned. And I was getting annoyed by it, you know, and I talked to Niche about it, and I was like, I have to say something. Like, I have to, like, you know, I want to be like, hey, you don't understand, like, what it's like for people who may have been in that situation.
I will also add, and I don't know if this was mentioned in the full 6 hours. I can't remember because I've spoken to Adam and then I've seen the 6 hours and it kind of conflates together. So I'm going to leave every single name out of what I'm saying, that there was a producer that Adam felt was more qualified, that he wanted to be on board with TimCast IRL, that Lydia ultimately ended up getting that position over. So even built into the relationship from the jump, there might have been an issue, because if Lydia was aware that Adam preferred somebody else from the jump, and Adam was obviously unhappy with Tim's selection, obviously that can create problems that set up a relationship for failure before it even begins. Now, as somebody who knows the other potential producer of the show, who likes the other potential producer of the show, I'm kind of glad that this person didn't get that job, because I feel like even though they might have been on paper, in fact, in reality, I think Lydia will even acknowledge, would have been more qualified on paper, I don't necessarily think that they should have been in Tim Pool's compound doing the show as it was done, because it might not have been the best fit for Tim's program. I feel like this person should be on their own or should be supported by their audience to do their own content, and being a producer is just an extra skill set in their belt that they can utilize for their own success in the future. And again, if this person is watching this, yes, I'm saying nice things about you, and I apologize that I'm saying these nice things without mentioning your name, but I can't remember if this was said privately or publicly.
And while I was there, Tim's brother stole my jacket, my only winter jacket. Like, I was freezing, and he took my jacket and freaking bolted. Now, I don't want to get into why he left, but it wasn't on good terms. That's not really my place to get into. I'm just really pissed off that he stole my jacket. And Tim even confirmed it with his mother later on. So, like, we found out he did take my jacket, but I still don't have that jacket back. I would love to have that jacket back. It was actually custom made for me. I got it in Alaska. So it's still kind of like, damn you, Chris.
Now, I also want to touch on the Chris Pool and the jacket thing and the lawsuit thing, because here is something that I actually think Adam is getting a raw deal about and people aren't talking about it enough. But I want to give the caveat that Chris Pool is definitely my favorite of the Pool brothers. I really like the guy. I've been able to talk to him. He has such great comedic work in his past that should be acknowledged. And in fact, he actually invited me on one of Tim Pool's shows to do some kind of thing. And even though I haven't seen the finished product, I appreciated him asking me and including me in that. That being said, the whole issue with the jacket, Chris says that he took it by accident, but the thing is now he's saying that Adam should give him the $5 so that he can mail it back to him, and I think that is ridiculous. Do I know for sure that Christopher stole this from Adam intentionally? No. Do I wish that Adam and Christopher are just in the middle of a misunderstanding about this? Yes, but if you have somebody's property, whether you took it on purpose or on accident, and it is acknowledged that you have it, you shouldn't charge them in order to cover it. And if you're Tim, you gotta mediate this situation. Whether it's $5, $10, or $20 to ship the jacket back to Adam, you gotta make sure that gets done, because that's something that may not have a lot of monetary value, but it's something that was clearly personal to Adam, because when I met him in private, he mentioned this when I talked positively about Chris Pool, and it is something that clearly bothered him for well over a year, and it should have already been resolved right now. On top of that, there's this whole dispute about whether or not Chris Pool sued Tim Pool or not.
My family being dragged into it, just so brutal. My brother never sued me. He was mad about name rights. He never sued me.
Let me clarify this so you guys can understand it. So, there was a dispute over the naming rights Subverse. Christopher was the one who incorporated the company, and at some point, this private dispute ended up out in the public sphere, where Christopher was accusing his brother of stealing the name, getting an investment, reincorporating the company against him, and for a brief period of time, they've had a falling out. Now, I'm really happy that they appear to have made up. I'm really happy that the brothers resolved this, and I'm really happy that there isn't this public controversy between families on what should have been a private matter. But where this thing comes into question, where this thing gets crazy, is that essentially Chris was raising money to get a lawyer on GoFundMe or one of those GoFundMe-like websites to sue Tim Pool. He never got the money. He never filed the lawsuit. So although you can make the case that Adam was technically, factually wrong on Christopher filing a lawsuit against his brother, in reality, he was not in fact wrong. In reality, this was a situation. At one point, legal action was being threatened. If you remember, the Quartering did a lot of videos on it. Honestly, if I was the Quartering, I would have not gotten involved in that situation. There's a reason I didn't talk about it, because it was a situation with two brothers. But it's all out there in the public. You can find it if you want. There's DMs and all that stuff that were leaked out into the public. I'm sure you could find the archive of the GoFundMe or whatever the website page was, so you could see what was happening. So there was a situation, there was a dispute, there was a threat of a lawsuit, but overall, no lawsuit appears to have been filed. So it's not necessarily a lie, it's just that Adam must have been following this and didn't realize that the threat of the lawsuit wasn't actually a legal notice. So overall, even though this is a Tim Pool related drama and all of that, when you go through all of this, what you realize is that Tim Pool actually came off quite well. Adam was very complimentary in his video. You could tell there's a lot of love there. There's a lot of feelings, of positive feelings between the two. And Tim actually was very complimentary to Adam as well. He was obviously hurt, as portrayed in his stream about this situation. And the only other person that actually got a significant hit to their name and to their reputation was Lydia. Now, whether or not you think that's fair, again, I would leave that up to you guys out there in the audience. I would so much rather have this situation be with people that I didn't meet with, that I didn't enjoy being around for the time that I was around them, but I have to cover it in this way because in reality, I don't know exactly what happened. All I can do is tell you the allegations. All I could do is describe to you what I think is true. And all I could do is zero in on that underlying factor, which was the fact that anytime you introduce a large amount of money and a business partnership into a friendship, small things tend to blow up. I believe that there was real issues between Adam and Lydia. I think that it would have been great for them to work out those issues, but at a certain point, they crossed the line to where they no longer respected each other, and that ultimately led to the downfall of the show. If you want to call Lydia the Yoko Ono, that's fine. It's up to you. You're able to do that. But I will say, and I will emphasize, that Yoko Ono is not the reason why the Beatles broke up. She was just there as essentially the fall person. She definitely didn't make the situation better. So maybe that comparison is more apt than you think if you're describing what I actually think went down. But hey, those are just my thoughts. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. If you like the video, you show them by leaving a like. Subscribe for more content. Follow me on all my social media. Support me via the support links in the description box of this video. This has been me talking about Tim Cast versus Krigler Show. Till next time.